بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
ألف لام ميم.
ألف لام ميم.
أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون.
Do people think that they will be let go merely by saying, we believe, and that they will not be tested?
وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
For we indeed tested those who went before them. Allah will most certainly ascertain those who spoke the truth and those who lied.
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ.
Do the evildoers suppose that they will get the better of us? How evil is their judgment? Do the evildoers suppose that they will get the better of us?
The style of the discourse suggests that the evildoers here signify those who were persecuting the believers. They are the ones who resorted to the worst possible means to harm the message of Islam.
من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجل الله لآت وهو السميع العليم.
Let him who looks forward to meeting Allah know that Allah's appointed term will surely come to pass. He is all-hearing, all-knowing.
وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Whosoever strives in the cause of Allah does so to his own good. Surely, Allah stands in no need of anyone in the whole universe. Whosoever strives.
The word mujahada in this verse means that one ought to exert one's utmost in encountering the unbelievers so that the true faith standard may be raised and kept aloft.
Surely, Allah stands in no need of anyone in the whole universe.
The believers were required to engage in this struggle not because God stood in need of their help to attain any of His purposes. On the contrary, they were asked to strive in God's cause because that was conducive to their own moral and spiritual growth.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Those who believe and do good deeds, we shall cleanse them of their evil deeds and reward them according to the best of their deeds.
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
We have enjoined upon man kindness to his parents, but if they exert pressure on you to associate with me in my divinity, any that you do not know to be my associate, do not obey them. To me is your return, and I shall let you know all that you have done. Any that you do not know to be my associate, do not obey them.
The parents of the Meccan youth who had embraced Islam tried to constrain them to renounce Islam. Here, those youngsters are being told that while their parents had rights over them as parents, they certainly had no right to bar them from God's way.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ.
As for those who believed and acted righteously, we shall certainly admit them among the righteous.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا أُوذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِتْنَةَ النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ وَلَئِن جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِّن رَّبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Among people, there are some who say, "We believe in Allah." But when such a person is made to endure suffering in Allah's cause, he reckons the persecution he suffers at the hands of people as though it is a chastisement from Allah. But if victory comes from your Lord, the same person will say, "We were with you." Does Allah not know whatever is in the hearts of the people of the world?
وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ.
Allah will surely ascertain who are the believers and who are the hypocrites.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا وَلْنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَمَا هُمْ بِحَامِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ.
The unbelievers say to the believers, "Follow our way, and we will carry the burden of your sins." They say so, even though they are not going to carry any part of their sins. Surely, they are lying.
وَلَيَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَعَ أَثْقَالِهِمْ وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
They will certainly carry their own burdens and other burdens besides their own. They will assuredly be called to account on the day of resurrection concerning the fabrications which they contrived. They will certainly carry their own burdens and other burdens besides their own.
The unbelievers will bear the burden of their own straying from the truth. Additionally, they will bear the burden of prompting or compelling others to go astray.